The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, March 6, 2016, is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. Hear now the word of the Lord from Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I ask your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring me the boy." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him, and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29, New International Version. Sunday, March 6, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. Mark 9:14. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. Peter, James, and John came down from the mountain with Jesus, where they had seen Jesus transfigured and speaking with Moses and Elijah. When they reached the other disciples, they saw them arguing with some scribes, teachers of the law. They were arguing about something related to a father whose son needed to have a demon cast out in order to be healed. It seems the disciples repeatedly failed to cast out the demon. The arguing might have concerned Jesus casting out demons, whether Jesus was the Messiah, and the failure of the disciples to cast out demons if Jesus was the Messiah. it does seem the source of the argument related to the failures of Jesus' disciples. Mark 9:15. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. Throughout the Gospels, we learn of people rushing to see Jesus that they might be healed, or have a loved one healed, or see a miracle. The stories about Jesus were so amazing that when the crowd saw Jesus, they ran to greet him. If the disciples had been arguing with the scribes about Jesus' ability to heal and the source of Jesus' power, then the enthusiasm of the crowds would have been heightened, and they would have run to Jesus with great expectations, perhaps to see him settle the argument, or see him perform a miracle, or see if Jesus could heal the boy that the disciples had failed to heal. Mark 9:16. What are you arguing about? He asked. Of course, Jesus knew what they had been arguing about, but Jesus had no intention of creating a spectacle through his ability to read hearts and minds. That was not his purpose. When Jesus did read the hearts and minds of the scribes and Pharisees, he demonstrated to them that they could not hide anything from God or him. Jesus wanted to build up the faith of a father and heal his son, who had been afflicted with a demon for many years. Jesus would also lead some in the crowd to believe that he was the promised Messiah. By his words and actions, Jesus would demonstrate that he was from God, and give the scribes good and sufficient reasons for believing in him. Therefore, they, and any in the observing crowd, would be guilty of the sin of unbelief if they did not repent of their sins and believe in him. Mark 9:17. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech." Immediately, the father indicated that the real problem was not an argument between Jesus' disciples and the scribes. He told Jesus that he had brought his son for healing, but had only found Jesus' disciples, who had tried and failed to heal his son. The father recognized the signs of demon possession and began to describe what the demon was doing to his son. Mark 9:18. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I ask your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. The first problem the father told Jesus about was his son's inability to communicate by speech. The evil spirit had made him mute. Second, the evil spirit would seize him and control his body in order to bring him physical harm. Finally, the spirit would immobilize his son and do frightening things through his son's mouth. The disciples had tried and failed to cast out the evil spirit or heal his son. Mark 9:19. You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. Jesus' immediate response may seem harsh or uncaring to us. However, Jesus dealt daily with myriads of unbelieving people. The problem in this situation was related to unbelieving people, not to his disciples' failure. The unbelieving generation Jesus spoke to had strayed so far from God and had been so subjected to the false teachings of the scribes who disregarded the scriptures that they did not recognize the power of God or a person sent from God. Jesus came to help, teach, and save some in this unbelieving generation from their sins, and also help, teach, and save some in future unbelieving generations through His disciples and the Scriptures the Holy Spirit would inspire them to write. When the scribes and others persistently argued about and with Jesus and refused to believe in Him and continued to mislead others in spite of His many miracles, Jesus expressed the fact that at some point the divine patience will cease to be a virtue. God's anger and judgment because of this faithless generation and faithless unbelief will be appropriate after God has given so much evidence of His existence and virtues through His Son. Jesus' time on earth in bodily form would soon end with His crucifixion by unbelievers. After all, Jesus had said and done, His annoyance or at persistent unbelief is appropriate and to be expected, especially when one knows the outcome of unbelief. Later, after Jesus cast out the demon, Jesus would tell the disciples why they had failed. Mark 9:20. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. When they brought the boy to Jesus, the demon did through him exactly what the Father had said. The unbelieving generation heard the truth about his demon-possessed son, and they saw and heard what the demon would do. They had no reason to doubt that the boy was afflicted by a demon, and they would soon see Jesus cast the demon out and heal the boy. However, the question remained, would any persist in unbelieving? Mark 9:21. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. Jesus also wanted the crowd to know that the boy's demon possession was not something recent or just a passing phase. His possession by the demon had been permanent from the time the boy was a child. Therefore, the boy's situation was extremely desperate and put him in danger of losing his life. The demon could do whatever he wanted whenever he wanted, even in front of Jesus and a large crowd. Mark 9:22. It has often thrown him into a fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. The father had brought his son to Jesus, but in his absence, Jesus' disciples saw his son first and failed to help him. Therefore, his son's situation began to seem more and more hopeless. Since the disciples could not do anything, he asked Jesus if he could do anything to help his son. The father appealed to Jesus' compassion, and he challenged Jesus to help them. For the son's affliction afflicted his father too, as he saw him suffer time after time and almost die at the demon's whim. Mark 9:23. "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Jesus indicated that the Father could do something to help his son. The Father could believe in him. Jesus replied that the problem was not beyond his ability, power, and compassion to solve. The problem was, in part, the Father's lack of faith in Jesus. The Father doubted Jesus' ability and perhaps Jesus' compassion. Jesus did not teach that faith or believing in and of themselves were the solutions. Jesus taught that God the Father and He should be the true objects of faith and the true persons to believe in. For everything was possible through the Father and the Son when believers trusted them. Mark 9:24. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Jesus knew the source of the Father's lack of faith, and Jesus knew the Father had some faith. The Father even said, "I do believe." He had faith the size of a mustard seed. See Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus and the Father both knew that there were still some areas of unbelief in the Father's heart and mind. In some fashion, the Father did believe Jesus could heal his son, and that is why he brought him to Jesus. Perhaps the failures of Jesus' disciples had shaken his faith in Jesus, for surely they had not strengthened his faith in Jesus. The Father expressed faith the size of a mustard seed, and Jesus would help him overcome what he still lacked in belief by working a miracle of healing and compassion. Mark 9:25. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him, and never enter him again." Jesus determined to heal the boy before an even larger crowd had gathered. His primary concern was expressing compassion and helping the father and son, not creating a big scene or impressing a crowd. Those who did not see the miracle would hear of it from the others and believe in Jesus or refuse to believe in him as part of the unbelieving generation. Jesus called the impure spirit by what it did to the boy and commanded it to come out of the boy and never enter him again. The father and son would know that he was permanently freed from the demon and healed. When the demon failed to return, the father's faith would be further strengthened, as well as the faith of his son, who would be told how he was freed from the demon and healed by Jesus. Jesus said in a parable that a demon could return with additional demons and make a person's life worse than before, but in this case it could not return and harm the boy. See Luke chapter 11, verse 26. Mark 9:26. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." Mark's report makes it obvious that the boy was indeed possessed by an impure spirit, and his problems were greater than a physical or mental disease. The spirit did not give up its possession of the boy easily, but demonstrated its power as it left him at the command of Jesus. It became obvious to the crowd that Jesus was more powerful than the demon, and yet there was some fear that the demon had killed the boy as it left him. Mark 9:27. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. Jesus showed his compassion and the fact that he had no fear that the demon would return and attack him when he took the boy by the hand and lifted him up, and he stood up freed from the demonic possession. No one could doubt the fact that Jesus had freed the boy from a demon, and Jesus could do everything for the person who trusted in him. Still, the question remained, would any of the unbelieving generation come to believe in Jesus as the person Jesus revealed himself to be? Mark 9:28. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" The disciples waited until they were alone with Jesus to learn why they had failed to cast out the impure spirit. After Jesus called his disciples, he had given them the authority to cast out demons. Quote, "He appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons." Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Later, Jesus had sent them out to cast out demons by themselves. Quote, calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. The disciples knew from experience that they had the authority under the lordship of Jesus Christ to cast out demons, and they may have been arguing with the scribes about their authority from Jesus, their failures, and the reason for their failures, and the impact that their failures had on belief in Jesus as the Messiah. Mark 9:29. He replied, this kind can come out only by prayer. Jesus did not condemn his disciples for a lack of faith. Lack of faith was not their problem. Their problem was a lack of prayer. They would need to take some situations to their Father and to Jesus directly through prayer in order to succeed in helping others with some of their problems. We may not know the cause of an illness or something that might appear as a demonic possession or persecution. But with Jesus, everything is possible, and we can go to our Heavenly Father and to Jesus with believing prayer, even asking Jesus to help us overcome any areas of unbelief in our lives. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Discuss what you might be thinking if you were in the crowd, listening to the disciples and the teachers of the law arguing. Whose side would sound most convincing to you? 2. Discuss the effect it would have on your faith if you had been the father and the disciples had failed to help you and your son. 3. Discuss how you would feel if you looked up and saw Jesus walking toward the crowd. 4. What do you think Jesus did that helped the Father overcome his unbelief in Jesus? 5. Do you think Jesus criticized his disciples for failing to cast out the demon? What did Jesus say to them in private after they failed? Jesus can increase our faith. International Bible Lesson, Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29, Sunday, March 6, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Mark chapter 9, verses 22b through 23. A father brought his son to Jesus because an evil spirit possessed his son and often tried to kill him. Jesus' disciples had the authority to cast out spirits, but they had failed. Therefore, the father rushed to Jesus as soon as he saw him. The father had believed in Jesus, or he believed that his disciples could help him. But after Jesus' disciples failed, Jesus was his last hope. He said to Jesus, if you can do anything, help us. And Jesus replied, everything is possible for one who believes. The father needed to believe in Jesus, and if he did, his son would be helped. The father and Jesus knew that he had some belief in Jesus, or he would never have brought his son to him. The father and Jesus also knew that he needed to believe more in Jesus. Perhaps his belief was almost the size of a mustard seed. For the father said to Jesus, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Mark 9:24. Jesus answered his prayer of faith and cast the demon out of his son. When Jesus answered his prayer, he helped the Father increase his faith in him. Later, the disciples learned that some demons can only be cast out by prayer. Mark 9:29. If we have a little belief in Jesus, we are also aware that we still have a measure of unbelief. We can still pray to Jesus and ask him to help us overcome our unbelief. For everything is possible for one who believes. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.